First question. My co-parent is dragging his feet paying medical bills. What can I do?
Hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about today's sponsor. The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedule, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. More about how Our Family Wizard can help in a few minutes, but now on to today's show.
First question. My co-parent is dragging his feet paying medical bills. What can I do? Second related question. How do you co-parent with somebody when they've blocked all communication with you? And then a similar one. What do you do when your co-parent ignores messages on the co-parenting app? Can we do something without going to court?
That is the million-dollar co-parenting question, right? How do you get somebody to engage that isn't willing to engage? And there are lots of things that you can do. You can get them in hire a co-parenting coach if they're willing to work with you on that. If they are just stonewalling you, excuse me, if they're just stonewalling you, there isn't a lot that you're going to do, and you end up in a parallel parenting situation by default, right? I don't know many people that enter into like a parallel parenting kind of situation. You end up in a parallel parenting situation by default because the other person will not engage with you. And I think that getting some coaching around that, about how to do that effectively, where the lines are about what you can kind of parallel parent and what you absolutely kind of have to come back. I think asking your attorney. And I think more than anything else, it's creating a record, right? So like, if you're gonna go, like maybe you can't go into court because they're not paying the medical bills, right? Maybe like it's a $50 issue and it's gonna cost you $3,000 to go to court. But if it's a repeated thing, keeping track, documenting, like the thing that's so important, I think, for people is to document, because a problem that an attorney's going to go, yeah, that's not a big deal, I can't do anything with that, is a problem, is it maybe is not actionable because it happened one time, but if it happens 50 times, you know, or if it happens repeatedly over time, like then the attorney's like, ah, now I've got something to do something with, you know? So everybody always wants to avoid court, but the honest answer is you can't force somebody to meet you in the middle. You can't. And so, you know, if you are in that situation where the other parent is absolutely stonewalling you and is refusing to engage, then I really think you should get some advice about how to parallel parent, because that's kind of the situation that you're in, like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Can you give a like 20 second, what is parallel parenting?
Sure.
For people that are never heard of it?
So parallel parenting is basically where you know, you have a custody arrangement, there's a schedule in place, but basically your time is your time, and you're enrolling the kids and doing the things with the kids, and you're not really getting input. I mean, if it's a matter of health, safety, welfare, you're informing the other side on the app, like, hey, you know, Johnny fell down and skinned his knee today. No stitches, he's fine. You're doing all of the dutiful things that you need to do, but you're not really expecting any response back, right? And so you're just parenting, and then you have that's the easy part. The hard part is that they're going to do what they're going to do on their timetable, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to let them, right? So you kind of get the freedom to do what you're going to do with your child during your parenting time, but you also kind of have to give up the control over what's going to happen or not happen on that side until it becomes legally actionable, right? If they're not doing the kids' homework, if they're not giving them their insulin and the kid's diabetic, I mean, there are certain thresholds that you cross that you then have to involve the court system. But otherwise, you know, if it's like they do jujitsu on your time and they're doing soccer on dad's time and they're only going every other week, that's not ideal. It sucks, really, especially for the kid. But you know what? If you can't agree, that then what else are you going to do, right? You just drive yourself crazy.
Right. Yeah. And from what I've heard is like, if you can be the safe, peaceful house, your kids will know that. And even though it's frustrating that you have no control over the other side of it, that's what you should focus your energy on, is being that calm place.
Yeah, absolutely.
The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedules, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. Here's Maddie to explain how Our Family Wizard changed her co-parenting life.
Before Our Family Wizard, my co-parent and I were constantly arguing. We disagreed on the cost of our kids' activities. We would fight over whose turn it was to pick up our daughter from school. We had absolutely no boundaries. Our Family Wizard has not only improved communication between us, but it has also saved my sanity. We use the shared calendars, expense tracking, and secure messaging on a daily basis. The ability to coordinate and share important information, plus manage expenses, has stopped the confusion and the fighting. This allowed us to put all our focus back on just enjoying the quality time we have with our kids.
Join more than 1 million parents and family law professionals who trust Our Family Wizard. Go to www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF and get free co-parenting tips and insights from family law and mental health experts. That's www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF to get started today.